The Blackhawks' work with the communities never ends. Off-season, on-season, doesn't matter. And one such organization that's partnering up with the Hawks in a big way is One West Side. Beth Swanson joining us now from the organization. Beth, thanks for coming on.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Beth, first and foremost, this is a huge grant that the Blackhawks Foundation is a part of, investing over at least $2 million in leaders from Chicago's West Side. That must be incredibly huge and helpful for your organization. How will it help?
Yeah, absolutely. So our organization is A Better Chicago, and we're a nonprofit venture philanthropy in Chicago that has been devoted to fighting poverty in our city for the past 10 years. And what happened was the Blackhawks, as you just said, want to absolutely invest in their community and the young people in it. And we're looking to make a greater impact. And we're devoted to investing in young people in Chicago through various nonprofits. So we came together to partner on this work, and between the two of our organizations, we'll be investing $2 million in the West Side over the next few years. So it's going to have incredible impact, and today we're announcing our first five grantees.
That's amazing. And when you talk about certain grantees, you're talking about people in the Austin neighborhood, also an organization called The Block. Tell us through who's going to be getting some of this money and what they might be able to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got tremendous organizations we'll be investing in. They range from areas of focus from early childhood education, social emotional learning needs, basic needs for the community. Their target populations are everywhere from early childhood to K-12 to young adulthood. We've got five tremendous leaders, and they are, one is The Block, as you mentioned, and that's providing meaningful physical outlet for youth through boxing, as well as academic coaching and mentoring. We have the Cluster of Care Community Hub as part of Westside United, doing a lot with wraparound services and resources for children in the area. We've got the VIP program, which is run by Phil Jackson, the Firehouse Community Arts Center, which is just an incredible young adult program for young adult men. With mentorship and leadership development. We have the Mafla Redemption Project, run by Marshall Hatch. Again, another leadership and employment and housing program for young men. And last, we have the Austin Child Care Providers Network, and that is developing a pilot around early child care, making sure kids are ready for kindergarten. So we're really excited. It's a great range of organizations, and I think they're going to have a tremendous impact on the West Side.
Yeah, it's comprehensive in what you're able to do, helping not only young kids, out, and those are those such formative years, what they're doing with the Austin Child Care Providers Network, but also sports, education, mentoring, arts, these, when you talk about donating or organizations giving $2 million in grants, the ROI or the return on investment is huge for these communities.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is pre-pandemic numbers, one in four children was still living in poverty in the city. And we know that's deep on the west and south sides of Chicago. And so that's A Better Chicago and the Blackhawks both made a commitment to start really funneling resources more intentionally to both those communities, those large areas of Chicago. And this is just a start. So this is going to be our first cohort. And again, we will be doing more in 21 and throughout, the following years. So we do feel like there's going to be a tremendous impact, which is also a huge part of A Better Chicago's model, is we really do track the impact and social impact of our investments really closely. So we look forward to tracking this progress and reporting back to all of our donors.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you're doing, Beth, with A Better Chicago. I imagine it has not been easy during these times.
It really, we've been working on these issues for years. Like I said, we were celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year, but, really the multiple crises, facing the city and really the nation has just absolutely magnified the issues we already knew were there. So I think it's a chance for people to come together like the Blackhawks, and really collaboratively take on, these issues that we're all facing, but particularly it's hitting our young people, low-income Black and Latinx kids, the hardest, and so we are going to be aiming our resources at them.
Beth, where can people find out more information if they want to learn more about what's happening or if they want to help out themselves?
Yeah, terrific. So you can go to abetterchicago.org. You can find more on the Blackhawks partnership there. And you can also give. You know, a great part of our model is that our board generously covers all of our administrative expenses. So any dollar given goes straight to impact, goes straight into communities. So please check out the website, and we welcome you to be a part of the initiative.
Beth, congratulations. Good luck, okay?
Thanks so much, son.